Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah. little stumble over that introduction right there. That's, you know. We're talking about being appreciated and not being appreciated enough and not feeling appreciated or valued. And I know all about that. You would not believe how unappreciated I am.
Yes, I am.
At the house, some of you feel like I'm doing good things and nobody's noticing, no one's seeing that. At my house, I make sure that never happens. Because when I do something right, stop everything. Look, I did the dishes, okay? Dishes were done by me. Pay attention to that. Let's take a moment and celebrate. You know, that's, I insist on getting my attention. So, you know, that's just a little, I'm going to open with that helpful hint. Let's look at Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Amen. I know exactly what this guy's trying to tell me. Let us not become weary in doing good. He wrote that because why? When you're doing something good, you are tired. If I, well-rested people has been cruising on cruise control for a minute. They haven't done that much good stuff. If you've been doing good in your life and overcoming evil, you're tired a little bit. But at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. See? We have to keep on keeping on. We have to find a way to hang in there. And yes, we do. We need some encouragement along the way. I need encouragement. I think that's important. But we have to ask ourselves, what's this encouragement for exactly? What's it supposed to be doing in our life? Because if it's providing the gas in the tank to keep me going, that's, yeah, that puts me dependent on everybody else. I have a lot of people in my life that I love, but not that many I depend on, if y'all follow what I'm saying. Okay, so I can't put that on everybody else. I met a gal a few years ago, and she was talking about how she had finally gotten out of this drug lifestyle that she was caught up in. And I said, well, what's the secret? What did you do different this time? And she said, I figured out I need to do this for me. And it was kind of shocking the way she said it. I was like, whoa, okay. I thought you wouldn't say you want to do it for Jesus or for your husband or for whatever, whatever. And she says, no, but, you know, this is what I'm trying to say is I was doing this to please everybody else and to get something from them. And I never got enough of that to keep going. This gets hard at some point. And there wasn't anybody going to encourage me enough to get me, you know, the full way there. This is something I have to do for myself. And here's the thing, I just want to, can I give y'all a word that's not hard, but I want to snap it over the top if I can. Because here's the thing, we tell you a lot of good things here that you don't believe about yourself. Now it's getting quiet in here. See, that's the thing is, I think you make a lot of forward progress. And I think you do get some encouragement along the way, and I think you don't believe it. You don't absorb that. You don't receive it because you know you're still raggedy around the edges. You know you still need a little bit of work, whatever. And we know that. We're taking that into account. I don't see any perfect people on Tuesday, including when I look in the mirror to get ready to come down here. You follow? I need you to celebrate what you're doing in your life. I need you to do that because when you do that, you'll receive what I'm telling you. And I have a lot that I want to tell each and every one of you about how well you're doing, but there are many times I'm going to say, you know, you're doing good. I see you. I know to you, you're just sitting in that service, but I watch the way you worship. I watch the way you pay attention to the word when it's coming out. I'm proud of you. I know you're hanging in there. I know you're tired. I can see that in your face, you know. And, oh, no, man, I don't know, man, I don't know. I'm just barely hanging on. That counts. Hanging on counts. I'm hanging on. That's how I'm still here, you know. But we get this in our minds that, sometimes we get a good word, we think we don't deserve it, and we turn it away. I want to make sure we're not doing that. Also, I'd like to share, and this is just, I'm talking about me now. If you see any good thing in me that you really like, good quality, that comes from God. Okay? That's not natural to me. If you see me tired, ornery, mean, rude, what, that's me. That part's me. That's the natural. You understand? I don't get the Holy Ghost till about 10 o'clock in the morning, 11. I wake up heathen. You understand what I'm saying? And now I get around noon, I get saved again. I finally come back around. I'm like, okay, I gotta do better. And then I try and, you understand what I'm saying? If you see something good in me, that's God. I'm not trying to take credit for it either. Because I know, I've seen what I do by myself. If there isn't anything to brag on, then anybody, need to point out that. So what that means is, maybe I need to take time and look at all the good things going on in my life. And there's a lot. There's a lot of good things going on. And say, God, I know that's you.
Amen.
I know that's you. I know you're working in me because you love me and you care about me. And I know I'm doing good to let you work on me. I'm standing still and opening my heart to you and receiving that help. And I ought to be proud of myself for that. But I know all these transformations, all these changes going on in me, I know that's all you. If we get to a point where we start by saying, God, I want to thank you for the progress that's been made, then we'll have an attitude of, well, we're not waiting for somebody else to give us credit for the progress that we've made, because we're already taking that credit and we're giving it to God. We've already got ourselves taken care of. Can I ask y'all to do another thing? I'd like you to mark your milestones a little bit. Too many times, I can go to church sometimes and I hear people want to give their testimony. Oh, Lord, that's the testimony time is when I my testimony is about having to listen to testimonies, okay? And how I overcome the struggle from the things I hear in testimonies. Okay, but the testimony is always this: y'all, I was crooked, I was bad, I did all kinds of wrong things, woo, 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 and then Jesus came. And now, praise the Lord, I'm free, and I never will ever do another sin again, and hallelujah, amen. And then they leave off the stage. Now, some people's buying that, but that's probably one's perpetrating something right now. The rest of us are like, yeah, I don't think so. doesn't quite work that way. You see, I don't like this once was crooked, now I'm straight kind of mentality and that kind of talk and that kind of view. Sometimes the church kind of promotes that a little bit. We act like, this straight versus crooked thing is the way the world works. And that's not how the world works. Everybody's a work in progress. Everybody's working on shades of gray. Amen? That's it. Hey, I might be a few steps further ahead than you, but I'm working on it a lot longer than you, So don't, I'm worried about how fast some of y'all are moving. You might catch me. That's my main concern here. I got to work on my sanctification too. See,
amen.
That's right. That man's been golfing with me. He knows there's a language that comes out sometimes and all kinds of behaviors and things. But I want you to mark your milestones when you are making progress, even if it's a little thing. It's another day sober. It's another time when I could have done differently. I want you to celebrate that, because when that allows us to come in there and enter into that celebration with you. Amen? We want to do that. We really want to do that. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to open this up, and I think some of our other pastors are going to get into this a little bit more. There are really, I think, a phase that we go through in our Christian life, and we were talking about this over dinner, over at the house today, in fact, where, I think we look at the first step being the big, important step, and in a lot of ways it is. That moment when you say, I'm going to accept Jesus, that moment when you say, I'm going to turn my life around, that moment when you say, I'm going to stop smoking dope and I'm going to get right, and whatever that thing is, that big step is important. It really is. I'm not putting that down. But usually there's a lot of something behind that, driving that decision. But you make that decision and everybody says, yay, and you say, yeah. And then later that week, the parade is already folded up and, you know, there's one guy sweeping at the end of it. Everything's gone. And now the hard part is starting to kick in. And now there's a feeling of I'm caught in between here. You know, there's a feeling of I was really good at starting this journey off, but now I'm getting into this in-between time where I don't quite have it together, and I feel like I'm stuck. And that's the hardest part right there for me. I see more people fall off there than anywhere else, where they are doing good. And I'm just going to tell you this, that's about 3/4 of the people in this room. You're doing great. You are moving forward. You have a great start, and you're in that in-between time there where you haven't fully gotten it fully together. The lifestyle isn't quite there and whatever else, but you've been working, and you've been growing, and you've been making the steps. So here's what we want to do, and what we want to talk about with the rest of us tonight, is how do we face that in-between time, those doldrums? How do we get wisdom? How do we keep moving forward? How can we be patient during that time? And I think the thing I would leave you with is fellowship. I get exactly what this writer of this topic is talking about. I get exactly what I need on that in this room. And you can too. Amen? God bless you. We love you.